I hate when my husband works late, being at home, alone at night, hearing every little creak. It's uncomfortable. I thought I was just being paranoid. Then my girlfriend said she felt the same way when her husband travels. Until they had what she calls their Vivint talk. Vivint, my friend calls it the best home security system out there. It's super easy to use and fit right into our budget. And I love my video cameras. I can see what's going on in and around my home right from my computer or smartphone. It's actually kind of funny. I told my husband, if you're going to be traveling or working late, I'm getting Vivint. And it's made all the difference.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,500 worth of Vivint security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,500. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Welcome to Soul Sister Radio with Susan and Paula. I am Susan Mullen. I am an intuitive and certified intuitive coach, and I am joined by my soul sister friend, Paula Hillick. And, you know, we are two visionaries and friends who write, teach, heal, and empower each other weekly and in our work and our, you know, the things that we do in our life. And we're bringing this to this larger platform on purpose and with a purpose. And it's really to just really empower women and bring them up. So this radio show, this podcast, is really here sharing our stories, our conversations, and mixed in with our humor, our wisdom and challenges, and the way we figure things out to empower others and to inspire all women, to lead them to new perspectives and just find your flock, sort of. It's like we're all trying to get this human thing down, and we're all spiritual beings, and we're mixing it, and we're really finding that blend that works. And so this is Soul Sister Radio. So every Tuesday at 7 p.m., we want to see you right here. Grab a glass of wine, grab a cup of tea. It doesn't matter. Just put your feet up and listen. Tune in. We want you to walk away feeling lighter. We want you to feel inspired, something to bring into your week. We are live. We're going to be having call-ins. You can ask us anything. You can share your story of the week. And we want to meet you. We want to talk to you. Just chat and say hello. We don't know where we're going each week. This is unscripted. We trust spirit. We bring in our teams. And we have been doing this as friends, Paula and I, for a year and a half, going on 2 years, and we're like, darn, this has to be recorded. We need to, you know, bring this out there. So that's what we're doing. And we have different platforms that we're bringing into the world as well. And so we're very excited to be doing this. So what I like to do when I'm talking with a client or starting something new, or it's a workshop, or, you know, people, I work with a card deck. I was certified under Colette Baron Reed, so I use her card deck. I'm very familiar with them. It's part of my work. And I am going to pull one probably at the beginning of every show, every episode. And it just sets the intention. It's a ritualistic, process that I find very clean. It's not that it gives direction, but it sets the tone a little bit. So I'm going to do that. This is our very first podcast, and I'm really excited. So if you could just sit back for a minute and close your eyes, we are going to welcome in our highest teams. I'd like to welcome my guides, Paula's guides, and listeners. God, the universe, universal energies, archangels, Michael the Archangel, for protection and guidance, and all ascended masters. And I'd like to just pull a card to ask, what do you have to say to us for our show? And I will cut the deck when they say. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Okay, love this card. It is called Intention, and I'm going to read it to you. It is upright. I don't know if you have Call It Baron Reed's deck, but it's from the Enchanted Map. It says, deliberate, clear intentions have the power to change the world. And that just, I just got head-to-toe chills right there. Those are called truth bombs. Okay. Your objectives will be fulfilled at this time. Inspired intentions are like magic arrows shot into the sky. The universe bringing you a gift, showing you that you're hitting your mark. Recognize that you're not the one who has to do all the work. However, others help you co-create reality. You connect to the power of your intention, sending it out into the field, then allow for synchronicity to work its magic. Perhaps the good intentions of others will inspire you to send out beautiful ones of your own. Own the life you want to lead and live deliberately with clarity and detachment. So I seriously could not have picked a better card that I feel, and I believe Paula feels too, is what this show is about. You know, it's living deliberately with clarity, with awareness, helping each other, helping, bringing up the woman beside you, bringing up the coworker, just bringing her in rather than casting everyone out and this and that. It's about empowerment. Paula, do you agree? Say,
yeah,
say hello.
I absolutely agree with it. It's a beautiful card. I love it. So happy that we, that your team and my team are behind us and what we're trying to share with the world, and really happy to be working with you doing that, Susan.
Oh, I am too, Paula. And, you know, thank you. You know, I get so caught up in what I'm doing. I want to say thank you to you too, Paula, because without you, there's no Soul Sister Radio. Without, we'll get into that in a little bit of how we met. But I really do have to say a big thank you to you and the universe and our pool of friends. Like, we didn't even know who we knew, and we did, and all the things that we've done and gone through together. So I am very thankful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, Susan. I just wanted to add to that. I wanted to say what you and I have gone through together is exactly what we're offering to everyone who's listening, and hope to encourage in everyone's life and hope to connect with us. So we connected, we shared, we learned, we grew, and now we're just paying it forward and offering some of that information and that experience and that insight to anyone who wants to call in and join us. So go ahead.
Oh, I agree. I couldn't have said it better myself. And oftentimes, I don't say it better than Paula. No. We're so much alike, but we're different because our skill sets, I'm going to let her talk in a minute. She has a beautiful articulate voice, and I love her spiritual voice too. She just streams consciousness, you know, as much as anybody I know. So I'm going to introduce you to her right now. So this is Paula Hillick, and I would love to just read a little bit about her so to get a real good idea of who this beautiful, shiny soul is that we're talking to. So Paula Hillick is a lifelong learner and heart-centered alchemist who loves creating magical teaching tools. She is a highly energetic and passionate speaker, teacher, collaborator, creator, and writer. For over 15 years, she has taught children in schools, churches, and camps, as well as adults in the corporate world. Paula has an undergraduate degree in sociology and a Bachelor of Education. She lives with her husband and son in Toronto, Canada. For more information about her and her Think, Care, Share movement, please visit thinkcareshare.com. And just real quick, her Think, Care, Share movement is this unbelievable, incredible, new, visionary. If you haven't heard about it, you will. She's a new author, and I just can't say enough good things about her. And I'm going to just give her the floor now. Say hello.
Hello. First of all, what I'd like to do is introduce Susan Mullen to you. She's been skiing. She took the lead on this, our very first recorded call, which we're excited to be sharing with you, and won't be our last. Susan Mullen is an intuitive and certified intuitive coach. Her gifts lie in reading and translating other energy fields through clairsentience. She is a creator of the Pilot Light Intuitive Sessions, where she connects with women from all over the world in empowering sessions, clarifying their personal journeys and illuminating their next steps. She is a compassionate speaker, blogger, and, of course, an animal advocate. How many cats do you have now, Susan?
I've got three.
And you'll hear all about those guys, I'm sure. She believes in sentient beings. She believes all sentient beings deserve to live in the integrity in which they were created. She lives in Maine with her husband and daughters and, like I said, a few cats. To learn more about her work, please visit her at susantmullen.com. Don't forget the T, and Mullen is M-U-L-L-E-N, susantmullen.com. I first met Susan when I came to her for help. I've used a lot of coaches, a lot of therapists, a lot of teachers, and I honest to God would say that Susan is one of the most open, the most kind, really, truly one of the most connected spiritual coaches I've ever worked with. And if you tune in and listen to us, I'm sure you'll get the chance for her to help you with any situation that you're going through or any questions you might have. And she'll call on her team and use her cards the way that she did with me. And I absolutely know that she'll be able to help you work through it because she did with me. And I'm a pretty tough customer. Anyway, go ahead, Susan.
That's funny. Thank you, Paula. Thank you very much. And I know that comes from your heart-centered place. And so I appreciate that so much. And it is my joy. Oh, you're welcome. And it is my joy to work with her, to work with you, Paula, and to, you know, we spent a good year and a half, you know. We brought her, not we, she, but I loved being the little co-pilot for her bringing her book to life. And, you know, which is coming out, and that'll be, I'm sure, very upcoming episode when that is published very soon. And but it's been a complete joy and journey, and you know, we truly both feel, you know, everyone's life, you know, especially women who tend to take on everything in their lives. You know, we are the path makers for our families and our work. And you know, we say yes, and we do this and that. And, you know, there's times where we have to really consider ourselves and, you know, say no a little bit. Just live in awareness. You know, once you're aware of something, then it becomes a choice. But when you go, oh, I didn't realize that, well, then you're in the system. You're in the world system, and you're thrown into the funnel of, well, I didn't know that. So I'm in a dryer being bumped around, where you're not in the driver's seat. So her and I, you know, Paul and I, this is what we talk about each week. We bring our stuff to the table, and we just work it out in uplifting ways that are just full of empowerment and the next right step for each other. And we bring this to our work, too. So, you know, we thought it would be fun to just sort of, you know, ask each other as a way to get to know us and to give you an idea of the format of future shows, to get to know us a little bit better. This is probably the only time we'll be really doing something like this. So, I just want to ask Paula a few questions, and I would love for her to expand on all of this. So, Paula, if that's okay with you, could I ask you some questions? And love to get to know you that
way. I'd love it. I'd totally love it. Go ahead.
All right. So, I came up with. All right, so how was your connection to spirit developed?
That is a good question, and it's a big question, so just indulge me. I'll speak quickly and try to unpack that. First of all, one of the things that when you were talking about, the first step is awareness. Once you have awareness, you have choice. For me, then, the second step, which is often the most difficult, is making those choices. A lot of us know what to do, but we just can't seem to make ourselves do it. So my connection to spirit, I guess, was developed, just like you said, with awareness. You know, there's the religious aspect, there's the spiritual aspect. I certainly grew up in a religious home. We were Catholic. My grandmother read the Bible every day. I always was aware of Jesus and who he was and that, you know, he had lived on this planet. I have a much stronger connection with him today. But the first thing for me was just awareness of who I was in my life, who I was in my family. I grew up in a very dysfunctional home, lots of trauma, and just trying to pick through, you know, what was normal and what wasn't normal. And, you know, a lot of really great things grew out of that trauma, a lot of wonderful awareness and learnings and understandings. And if you'll indulge me, I just want to talk about three very simple things that happened to me and then how that sort of preceded my connection to spirit. Does that sound okay, Susan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
So what I would say is, you know, I grew up in this dysfunctional home, really traumatized by a lot of things, very much shut down emotionally and therefore energetically and therefore spiritually. When I was in university, first of all, university was amazing for me. It was mind-broadening. I always say that my first degree was really therapy because that's really how I understood what normal should have been, or, you know, sort of how our household, the home I grew up in, you know, wasn't like other homes. There was a book that I read in university called Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman. And as I was sitting down to prepare for this call today, I actually looked on my Facebook page and there was a post from him with that book on it. So I had already decided I wanted to talk about this book. And then Spirit gave me that confirmation by, just as I was sitting down to write this stuff about what I was going to talk about, there it was on that page. So I knew that that was my confirmation about it being one of the things that needed to be put out over the air. It absolutely was an entry point for me into this way of thinking. And particularly in that book was the idea of choice. Events are external to us. Our internal response is the choice. It's the first choice, and it frames everything after that. It frames how you feel, it frames then how you behave, and then it then frames what is attracted to you and what other outcomes you create in your life. It's attached to everything. Awareness and then choice and then making the right choice. And that book was the beginning for me. It was an aha moment to realize I'm not just being ragdolled by circumstances outside of me and events. I get to choose my emotional response. Susan, you know, because of the book that's going to be published soon, that to me, because it was such a poignant, it was the door, it was the entry for me into a new life, a life where I could choose to be happy and create happiness around me. That's the reason, one of the reasons why it's the first book that I'm putting out for children, because it's such a big, big, big idea. So without that book, Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman, I don't believe, you know, that I would, if I hadn't come through that door that way, or maybe I would have found another way, but for me, that was the door that brought me through this idea of awareness and then choice and choosing a happy life. If you want awareness and choice and choosing a happy life, you are going to have to get connected to spirit, because we all came here to do something. We all came here to evolve our soul, manifest our gifts, and share those gifts with the world and make the world a better place. And so ultimately down the way, you'll begin to get connected to spirit. But as Susan knows, I'm very stubborn. I'm very difficult for my spiritual team to work with because I had so many fears as a child. So, and because of those fears, I blocked a lot of things, including direction from my higher team. And I often would just say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I even with this awareness, was in positions where I felt victimized. And again, even with this awareness, knowing that I get to choose my response, that big question was, how do I get out of these situations where I'm being victimized? So the second teacher I had was a doctor that I had. And I was stressed out. I was working at a place where they weren't treating me very well, and I was very stressed, and I was telling her all about it, and I was hoping to get sympathy, I suppose. Sometimes you don't know what you're hoping to get until someone gives you a response you weren't expecting. And the response that she gave me was, well, you know, one day you'll have had enough of that and you'll move. And I remembered being gobsmacked. Like, I felt like she'd smacked me in the face. And I was so upset with her, like really mad with her, again, for not understanding, not, you know, commiserating with me and, you know, soothing me. She just very simply said, well, one day you'll have had enough and you'll move, you'll do something different, you'll move on. But in there was this choice of, you know, yeah, why are you staying? Why aren't you choosing to do something different? This isn't the only option in the world. And then that awareness gave me the opportunity to be looking for other options, and eventually I did. And then you always look back and say, oh my God, why did I stay in that position for so long? And then the third thing, and this was, again, this, you know, to me, these things are so simple, but they are the simple things that become the aha moments like Oprah talks about that just open up your world. I had been working at a place, and there was a little shop beside this place where an affluent woman, I think basically she wasn't concerned about making any money. She had lots of money. She had a little boutique tie-dye kind of business, and I love the arts, and I would go in and I'd speak to her each day, and one day, you know, it just fell out of me. I said something like, oh, you know, one day I would love to have an art studio for children. And again, not sure what response I was expecting, she said something like, oh, and she didn't even look up at me. She was working on what she was working on, and she said something like, oh, how wonderful to have such an attainable dream. And when she said that, I realized that to me, that dream wasn't attainable, that seemed like something so far-fetched. But to her, that was an easy thing to attain. And I thought, well, if to her it's such an easy thing to attain, then attainable. And that sort of became a lesson for me, a model for me, which is whatever it is that I'm doing, someone else, or whatever it is that I'm doing appears easy to me, but to someone else, they don't know how to do that. And so It's part of my gift to share that. And I am a teacher. I have a teaching degree, and it's part of who I am and what I do in the world. And then the flip side of that is whatever it is that I don't know, someone else does. Someone else does know how to do that, and maybe they'll help me. And then I don't need to figure everything out on my own. I can just start looking and asking and learning. And so those were three very pivotal moments that opened me up to seeking a happier life. And through that seeking, you know, as you're making choices and you are asking for help, you are asking for guidance, you do get connected to spirit. And, you know, I can talk about really when the watershed day of being connected to spirit happened. But I think, Susan, I would like to ask you a first question to you, because, you know, the same question to you, how was your connection to spirit developed? And maybe I'll circle back and talk more about how I got connected to my higher team. Because certainly we're connected to spirit even before we've named them and know who they are on the other side, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. It makes total sense to me. I love your story, how you got connected to spirit. And it's true. I mean, you know, we all, that's why we're here, because we're having a physical life, a human life, and, you know, we're having a spiritual life in a human body. And we're here to learn this. And I love how you remember the anchors that were plopped down in front of you, and they made you pivot. You know, it's when we don't pivot. When we don't pivot, we sink. Okay, here's an anchor. You know, we're a buoy. Grab onto it. What are you going to do with it? You're going to swim or sink? Okay, swim or sink. So that's what that reminds me of, and that's why you're growing, and you've grown, and same with me. You know, I feel I have too. And there's no, you know, there's the thing about it is there's no time limit. It's, you're born until you die, and you pass, and you go on to the other side. That's the time limit. You could be 85 years old, and maybe hear this out. Good, I can go home. School's done. I just passed. And
yeah,
that's where the competition, women, and timelines. No, I don't need to figure everything out at 30 and have a perfect house, family, and marriage. That's not going to happen. I didn't even begin to be myself until I was about 36. That's when my development started. So I get you. I understand that. I love that, Paula. I think thank you for sharing that, because that's beautiful. I think that
You're
probably
welcome.
Helped anybody who listened.
So what happened to you at 36? What was the impetus for that development?
Well, okay, so I'll just step back a little bit. Growing up, like, so to answer the question, how did, you know, maybe my connection to spirit, I was born with clairsentience, claircognizance, you know, the clairs. And I didn't know what that was. And my father basically is a medium. He just is not a working medium. He sees the other side. He's, you know, all the time. And he chooses to not go there. My great aunts had it. There's people in my family and my aunts right now. And, you know, I have a sister who, you know, we're all connected and, you know, through our energy field. It just happens to be a bit more wide open. And you can push those limits. You can really work with them or you can shut them down. But it helps if you just work with them because it's for you. It's not against you. And it was against me growing up. I didn't know, you know, a young girl in school, you know, junior high picture, even third grade. I wouldn't know why. I just knew things about my teacher. I didn't like them. I didn't like people. Or I liked them. I was connected to their energy or I wasn't. I didn't know why. It might be the most popular girl in seventh grade. I just, you know, couldn't go there. I knew what I knew, but I didn't have the evidence to tell other people that I didn't even know what it was. I just knew what I knew, and I saw what I saw, and from a very young age, I always heard my name being called to me, and it didn't scare me. It would wake me up, and it didn't scare me, but I just didn't know. So it was very hard, and then you get into the dating years and the, you know, being a young woman and just trying to get out there, and you just know. You know when your boyfriend's cheating. You do. I mean, I think most women do. Maybe they don't. But it's like all this stuff. Why am I in this dryer? That's what I call it. I'm in the dryer because I'm not in control. I was choosing to not use what I had and be strong enough or empowered is the word to walk away. I didn't have the empowerment tools. I didn't have them. But anyway, so I met my husband, you know, fell in love, got married. We did have two children. But I went into this. I still was blocking everything. And it took until really I went into the intuitive coaching school and classes that I took and to call it Baron Reed, where I'm like, here they are. Here's my flock. It's like, we're all here. I realized there were words for this. I get it. How to work with it, how to tame it, how to make it work for you. You're not alone. There's a pool of empaths and people who feel too much. And yes, perhaps they're intuitives and psychics, and because they can be. They were born wide open, and that's part of why they're here. And, you know, you go to them. These are the people you might go or seek, or you just want to learn something maybe a little bit more through your awareness than theirs. Great. Then you helped somebody with everything you went through.
I love,
and that's when I got real. Yeah,
I was going to say I love this because I'm learning more stuff about you, which is so cool. I just love that. I know that we've shared so much. You think that there's nothing left that we would not know about each other, but all of what I love is all of that stuff that you've shared here. I've also experienced hearing my name called, and I bet you there's lots of people out there listening who've had that experience, knowing when your boyfriend cheats, like you said, most women do. I certainly had a huge experience with that when I absolutely knew with clarity. And I bet you there are other women, like there's no evidence, nobody told you, but just that intuitive sense. And what you know about me is that I constantly was saying, I'm not interested. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to know anything. I'm not interested. And I'd really love to know for you, because you were saying that for you, you were blocking things as well. What opened the door to the classes and the connect, that really sort of openly pursuing your knowledge of spirit and your connection to spirit?
Good question. Okay. So for me, I was just tired. I was actually tired of hiding, and that's a word I don't use often. But I was hiding what I knew, and I finally, when I found my flock and I found you know, that's just kind of a crazy phrase, but I found other people just like me, and I went through my courses, and I was a student first. I had to go through as a student before I could certify and bring in. But I was like, you know what? This isn't against me. This isn't bad. Just because I'm getting truth, truth doesn't, by the way, to me, what I've learned, truth can't hurt you. Not knowing hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have my misery in truth than my misery in something false. So something, you know, that sort of thinking. But it was like, no, I'm just tired of not being me. I'm not going to shut myself down. I'm not turning this off. I want answers why. And I talked to people and I found them. And it was like, wow. You know, we can, you know, and then that helped everything. That helped with my intuitive coaching. That got me into it. And it got me confidence. Yeah. And that's where my confidence came from, by not denying an ounce of who I was, and every single thing.
I love that. I so love it. I love. There's just a couple of things that you said that I just want to repeat. Tired of hiding. That you were tired of hiding. You know, tired of not being who you were, denying who you were. I love that because, you know, who we are is the soul that's journeyed here, as you know, to evolve, and the gifts that we've brought with us, that's who we are. That's almost the full sum of it. And if you're not acknowledging that soul and developing those gifts, then who are you? Like, what are you
exactly
doing?
Then you're hiding. You're the puppet in the puppet master's life. If you're going to be a puppet, you've got a puppet master. I did. Mm-hmm. I had plenty. I had the cool girls at school. I had wherever I wanted to hide behind, I could find a group. I could find somebody to protect me at all times. I just decided, no, I think I'll walk away from what doesn't serve me anymore. Because once I started doing that, everything fell into my path. Meeting you, which is my next question for you, but the places, circumstances, all this stuff, the universe went, oh, you're ready. What are you, 36?
She's ready.
Oh,
yeah.
My watch, 36?
When you stop,
now you're...
Yep. I was going to say, when you stop saying no and you start saying yes and allowing, we hear this all the time. I heard it all the time and I was still saying no. And, you know, that's a whole other show. How do you get from no to yes? Because like we said, awareness is one thing. You can know that you're blocking, but how do you change the behavior? How do you deal with the fear? How do you get from no to yes? There's a whole bunch of steps involved there. There's a whole bunch of learning. There's a whole bunch of, you know, evolving and growing, which actually is the lead in to, you know, to our next question, which is how did we get connected? How did we meet each other? And so for me, I, as you know, had a university degree in sociology with a minor in psychology. And I had been taking, I'm 48 years old. I graduated from university when I was 25. I had been, from my first undergrad degree, I had been taking many, many courses, reading all the books, watched, you know, almost every episode of Oprah, was trying to work on myself, ascend to my highest self, live my best life, all of those, you know, catchphrases of Oprah. And I still had blockages that I knew I could not deal with cognitively. I could not deal with my thinking brain. I had read and thought and thought and thought, and I was still reacting emotionally and in old patterns left over from my upbringing. And I realized that I needed to access the subconscious part of me where a lot of those dysfunctional tapes had been laid down in my childhood. And so I went through a number of things to help with that. Some of that was hypnosis, and we'll talk about that another day. But, you know, really one of my last teachers, coaches, helpers was really, Susan, you're probably one of the last few people that I hired professionally to work with me. We didn't know each other. We were introduced through a mutual friend, Michael J. Chase. And, you know, as Susan has talked about finding your tribe, Michael J. Chase is a Hay House author. He is the founder of the Kindness Center, very good friend of Susan's. And I was working with him to get help with publishing a book. So I had hired him to help me figure out what I wanted to do with that book and how I wanted to publish it, and help me work through the fears as I was sort of launching this idea and this movement and all the things that I'd been marinating in my pushing it out into the world. And so he was having a hard time working with me because I still had some fears. I had fear of putting myself out there in a professional way. Prior to working with Michael Chase, I didn't even have a Facebook page. If you Googled me, you couldn't find me. You couldn't find a picture of me. You couldn't find anything. And that was, I think it was late 2012 or maybe 2013. And he had said to me that he had this good friend, Susan Mullen, and would I be interested in working with her? And I didn't know anything about the kind of work that she did, but I totally trusted Michael. And I said, absolutely. And he put me in contact with Susan. And it was such a beautiful, amazing first session. And Susan, do you mind if I share a little bit of it?
Oh, no, please do. I love hearing you talk. Please do.
So this is the session with Susan and I. So we didn't know each other. She didn't know what I was into. I didn't know anything about her. And she's so gentle and so delicate when she works with you, which is so lovely, because for me, exposing my fear, even talking about my fear or working with my fear, makes me feel vulnerable, and that makes me feel aggressive. When I, you know, we all have that flight or fight response, my response is to fight. And so it doesn't bring out the best in me when I'm working on some of these things, certainly in the past, but I am getting better at it. So Susan and I sit down to have our session, and it's over the phone, and she tells me that she was thinking about me last night, or meditating about me last night, which, you know, in spirit speak is really connecting with your guides and your angels and asking those questions. But she didn't know what I was into, so she didn't use any of those terms. And she just said, you know, thinking about me and meditating on what might be best to help me. And she said, you know, the idea that I got was that we should do a chakra clearing with you. And she was like, you know, are you familiar with chakras? And I was, and so we proceeded. Anyway, it was a beautiful meditation, got counted down and relaxed into this meditation so we could access my subconscious, and we were working on cleaning the chakras, started at the bottom, and Susan had me imagine a big glass elevator in the middle of a field, and I'm in the elevator on the first floor, which is my bottom root chakra, and we're cleaning it, and I've got white gloves on, and I'm cleaning that whole thing so it's shiny and clear. And so we work ourselves up through the chakras, and when we get to the throat chakra, which is a spot where I know that I have some trouble. I have a growth on my thyroid. You know, I often sort of have a lump in my throat. I have acid reflux there because I have not been sharing my truth with the world. I knew we were going to have a little bit of problems there, but then we did, and we cleared it, and we moved up to the third eye chakra, and we cleared that, and then we got to the crown chakra. Now, the whole time that Susan had been working with me and we were going through clearing each of those chakras, I was right with her. I was imagining it. I was seeing a mental picture in my brain. I was right there. The minute we got to the crown chakra, now, just keep in mind, I was, you know, in my office, at my desk, in my comfortable chair with Susan, imagining all of this. And when we got to the crown chakra, in my head, I got up and went downstairs and was in the fridge making myself lunch. And I said to Susan, well, something very interesting just happened there. I was right with you through six chakras. We get to the seventh crown chakra, and I've left. I've gone. I'm downstairs getting food. And I remember saying to Susan, it's really going to make me think about what drives me to eat, what drives me to the fridge. And it really is distraction. Eating is distraction for me. So again, now we have awareness, and then you can make better choices. And my issue with my crown chakra was being connected to spirit. It was this sort of idea that if I was that connected to spirit and I was being directed, then I would have to do what they said. And there was this idea that I didn't want to do what they said. More and more and more and more. And I think this is a really big point, because for me, I think one of the things, even with being connected to Jesus or an ascended master, was I felt like I didn't want to live their directive, that somehow what they were going to be asking me to do was something I didn't want to do. And I've actually found the opposite, that when I'm connected to spirit and I'm following the intuitive guidance, it's exactly what I want to do. It's exactly where I want to be because I'm the one who created that before I got here. That's the path I wanted for myself before I got here. And when you're not connected to spirit, when you're not listening to your intuitive guidance, you're actually fighting yourself. And for me, that awareness was, you know, there's all the angst that's been in me for so long. You know, even this idea that I'm an artist is something that I resisted my whole life. Even refused to take art classes, even though I love it and I enjoy it. It's almost like I rebelled against, did the exact opposite of everything that was meant for me on my path until now. And I think maybe one of the reasons for that, or I know one of the reasons for that, is because I can help others who do the same thing. We bite our nose to spite our face and live unhappy lives until you become aware and you make a choice. So that's how I met Susan, and so glad I did.
Oh, I remember that day. And you know what just came to me when you were describing the whole, and I had forgotten that chakra clearing. I remember now, and this is new to me right now. I was going through the whole thing with you, and I just heard in my head, turn from her light. When you got to that top floor, you were like, no, okay, I need to get grounded. You wanted to be grounded so bad because that top floor was the last stop, and you didn't want to, you knew, so your body knew, your soul knew, going, if I go there, if I clean that, I have to show up. And you went to your, you know, protective mode, and that's where our mind chatter comes in and goes, okay, wait, this is getting real, and this is getting, but that's, Paula, but that's, you did it, though, but that's exactly how we met, and I didn't have that insight until the second, and I had almost forgotten that, and I just think that's just beautiful, because I just love that. I just love how far you've come, and how far I've come, because, you know, one thing about me talking to you, Paula, and you talking to me all this time, once our work was done together, we became friends. You know, we were like, I still want to talk to you every week. And it's like, me too. We have these 1 hour, 2 hour conversations sometimes. We both work from home. If we have a couple hours free, we're on the phone. And these are the things that we talk about because we empower each other. I'm not, you know, she's my equal. I'm her equal. We're both women. We're both, you know, working and healing the world in different ways, but we're the same, you know, we all are, like the listener.
I mean, you definitely
you are,
have to be ready, right, Susan? Like, you have to be ready. And I love, again, I always love everything you say. Like, when you said, turn from my light, I mean, like Louise Hay says, we're all saying the same thing, but different words. I've always, for a long time, I was giving away my power, right? Not accessing my power. And you were talking about turning away from the light and needing to get grounded. And what I saw that, and I didn't think about it this way until you just said that, but what I then said was, yeah, and so when I feel afraid, I eat because I'm looking for that basic survival, you know, protection, right. Survival. There's no more basic need for people than eating, right? And I dive right for that root chakra, that need for protection and really primal, you know, that's a primal response to my fear is wanting
it
to,
is.
You know,
and it,
I don't have a cave to go in. And I guess the other option is eating. What I mean? Like,
no, you got it. No, you're absolutely right. At the time, it was that. But now, you and I go for the light. We're like, okay, bring me out in that ocean. I don't need a life jacket. I'm not even
very
bringing
much
food.
So.
You and I go there. And
now we're saying, and once you start saying yes, everything gets so much easier. And so, you know, and I'm only pointing these things out to help people who maybe are there, because I remember 2-3 years ago when I started down this journey of even inside saying, okay, I'm ready to put some of this out into the world, which includes things like this call, my Facebook page, and the book that I'm publishing, like, you know, this blog talk radio. When I first started saying, I'm ready to share some of this with the world, I felt like I had 100 pounds of weight on my chest. literally, physically, that's how my body felt. I was that afraid. And when I was working with Michael Chase, I remember him saying to me, you need to get a Facebook page. And I was like, oh, no, I can't. I don't want to do that. And he's like, you have to have a Facebook page. And he was like, open the page, get a page, put up one post. Susan, when I look back now, I can't believe how afraid I was of very, very simple things.
No. Well,
but you got to come
were,
through it.
And you wrote a beautiful guest blog on my website. You wrote a beautiful blog post as a guest on my website.
And,
Susan T.
and what's your website?
Oh, SusanTMullen.com. But really, to go look at my guest, you know, I think I have one. I was really trying to, you know, I want a big community of people learning on web, on radio. It doesn't matter. But I tried the web thing. And but Paula, you wrote the most beautiful, you know, I'm scared, but I'm doing it. I've decided to show up. You've decided to show up in your life. Not only are you showing up in your life, but from what I've seen of you, you're a leader. You lead me. You lead me all the time. We take each other's hands all the time. This is very equal. And so I know we have about 15 minutes left, and I want to get to the one question that maybe we could ask each other, but I want to know for you, Paula, what do you feel you were born to do? Why do you feel you were born?
Well, so I think that as we've been sharing, you and I here today, or as I've been sharing, it's really all come out. Then I'm just going to connect the dots and put the picture together. Nothing exists without a reason, and nothing exists in a vacuum. Everything is connected. Everything is on purpose, right? On purpose, on plan. And I really believe that I was put on this earth to come up through what I've come through, and it's a lot, and to have awareness while doing it. But really, I needed to live in those spaces, afraid, confused, angry, you know, shut down, live in all those spaces and come up through them so that I could then talk to people about it, talk about how to come up through those spaces. And there are very specific things that you can do to help yourself physically, even to get over the fear. There's things that you can do spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, and physically to come up through those levels of fear to get to, you know, really the side of love and connection to spirit. So I think I was put on this earth to come up through experiences, to analyze those experiences with awareness, to gain insight and share that information. I absolutely do think that I am an artist, and the things that I'm creating now that I'm sharing with the world, these, you know, that's what art is, isn't it? It's art is something that touches us emotionally and changes us. Change how we see the world. You know, what's that quote from Wayne Dyer? When you change the way you see things, the things you see change. You know, that is what art has the power to do. And, you know, and my art will be the Think, Care, Share movement and the stuff that comes out from that. But really, I'm a thinker, a carer, a sharer. You know, that's Think, Care, Share. That is the movement. And we are all thinkers, carers, and sharers. And imagine what this world would be like if we all believe that and we're developing our gifts and helping each other and helping the world. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Oh, that's beautiful. It is. And you know what? And you are. I mean, I can just attest to, yes, you are. And the Think, Care, Share global movement, you know, you could find her. You know, we'll talk about that in a second, you know, how to find us, you know, on the web if you're interested. But the Think, Care, Share movement is very, this is just what I'm seeing and feeling at the second, is like it's very big, it's very huge. When I say global, I mean world. People are doing it in different ways in their own way, and that's what you're supposed to be doing. But it all boils down to Think, Care, Share. Okay, so yeah, so real quick, like, what was I born to do? Like, you know, I spent like the last 10 years experiencing what I was born to do, because I suddenly felt comfortable in my skin. I never did. I actually can tell you I've never felt comfortable in my skin till I was about 36. And that's, you know, that's kind of a big deal. It's, I was comfortable being in the world, but not really. I was comfortable being alone, watching the movies and just seeing people, you know, and feeling things and from the other side. Like, that's more comfortable to me. I'd rather have one-on-one conversations than being a big party with chit-chat, because I'm not a chit-chat person. I'll go for the deep stuff. So, no, but deep down, I truly feel I'm a healer, and I had somebody tell me that recently. Like, he took hands and he's like, "You're a healer." I'm like, "Well, I don't do Reiki. I'm none of that." He goes, no, it's your words. You just,
yeah.
Who you are is a healer. It doesn't have to be, here's Reiki and here's this and that. So, it's sort of this global feeling, like I see all sentient beings as one. I happen to believe, like, there's one creator, you know, okay, so you create the world, you create humans, you create animals, you create the ponds, you create the sun, and that there's a harmony. And I believe that man and humans kind of don't know what they're doing all the time, and they may not check in with that, and they take, you know, they're not in, you know, the spiritual awareness or thinking about, well, gee, I know I didn't create myself. I didn't create animals. I can't say I'm doing, you know, I'm doing right by everything. But I just see a bigger picture and order of things. A bit, you know, I just see like this globe, and I feel there's a natural order from the universe that I can't explain. But I know I'm a part of it. I just know if two people hear what I have to say, yes, they might tell 10 people. That's all it is. It doesn't matter. I don't have to be, you know, famous or have a huge platform. I'm just supposed to. I was planted to just spread my light. And mm-hmm. I think you are, the listener, I just think we all are. But I think just awareness, I think once you know what's going on, it's a choice. But if you don't, you might choose to just, in this lifetime, not learn the things other people are. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means that's not your journey. It's not your path. Don't, it doesn't matter. Just be happy and true to who you are. And that's all.
Well, I think if people are actually, you know, if people have actually tuned in and are connected with us, then, and they're listening to us, then I absolutely believe that they are searching for their path. They're searching for awareness, enlightenment, happiness, to get connected and to spread their light. I have no doubt about that. That if you are listening now, that is absolutely what you're here to do, and you're doing it. Just by the very fact that you're here now, you're doing it.
I agree. You know, if somebody, you know, if there's a listener who got this far, then don't discount that. This, you know, just, what are you here to learn? What are you, you know, why does this speak to your soul? And just question it and just go, oh, I might be like, you know, there's a part of, you know, these women that, you know, there's a part of me too. And that's what we're doing. I just feel like Paula, I know you and I are connectors. And rather than looking around a room and saying, oh my gosh, let's go to our corner. No, we're looking around going, let's pick up that woman's hand, take the, you know, let's bring her up too, because we're all equal. We're all just here, like you said, doing the same thing, but just differently. It's like there's a spectrum and we're all tweaking. We all have a little different instrument to play. None of it's right. None of it's wrong. You know, that's a label. That's that label stuff. You can't label.
Mm-hmm.
What you
I
are.
Love that.
You cannot
we're all connectors, bringing each other up. I love it. Like that Ram Dass quote, we're all just walking each other home, right?
Yes. Well, okay. So thank you for that, because that is my absolute favorite quote. And I don't even know if you know that, but that is my favorite quote. And it's on my website. And
I love it.
It's on my website.
See how connected we are?
Yeah, and see how you were supposed to say that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's crazy about you and I, and that's what we do. And, you know, and just real quick, I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you, Paula? Give us where you are in the world and online.
So you can reach me. You can connect with me at my Facebook page, which is Think Care Share. My website is being revamped at thinkcareshare.com. Within the next few weeks, it should be finished and up and ready for business. And you can reach me at info@thinkcareshare if you're looking to connect by email. So just check it out. Come and chat with me.
Now, Paula, are you on Twitter? I think you might be, but are
I
you?
Do have a Twitter account. I tell you, I'm not as active on Twitter as I should be, but there is a Twitter account. If you're really wanting to connect with me right now, I would suggest Facebook or email currently.
Great. Okay. I just want to make sure if people happen to look for you on Twitter, there might be something there. You might not be active, but that's like me. Well, thank you for that. So I'll share mine. So I'm Susan Mullen, and my website is Susan T. Mullen, MULLEN.com. And my Facebook page is Susan Mullen Intuitive Living. I am on Twitter. I am not currently active. So I want to be, and I will be, but I'm really choosing to put my energies into what serves me at the moment, but it's at Susan T. Mullen, my Twitter. I know that will be active very soon.
Thank you, Susan.
So, thank you. I just think, so what do we have? Maybe a couple, 2-3 minutes left.
So
I
were you
going
to pull a card?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Perfect. You're reading my mind. I'd love to end with just some guidance from the universe. I just thought, like Paula, you and I today, this first call, we had so many synchronicities. I forgot so much. You reminded me of so much. But you and I both, touched upon certain things that were just supposed to happen and be talked about. So I'm going to use my card deck that I'm very familiar with and ask for guidance for the week for any listener who is listening and for ourselves. What do we need to take away or learn from this week in this chat? Okay. Ha-ha. Oh, I love this card. I love all the cards because nothing is good, nothing is bad. It's all information. It's just okay. Let me read it right now. Okay. This is called Wide Open. You are free to express your uniqueness to the world and share in all the bounty of life's endless possibilities. This was presented to me not upright, so it's the opposite. And it says, this card is a signal that you're able to truly manifest your dream. I'm sorry. And that your goals are in sight. You or someone else may be closed off and unable to remain open to new ideas. Heed the gentle warning that too tight a hold on what you or who you love or who you aspire to be or do will choke the life out of what you desire. Open your heart and loosen your grip, for what is truly yours can never be withheld from you. So, then it says, do not try to force a door or a mind to open. So that is
people are going to think that you stack that.
It's such
a perfect card for everything we've been talking about. People are going to think it was a fix.
Is. I know. And I hope you heard me shuffling, because if you listen to this again, you might have heard my cat meow about a billion times. I'm sorry, just one of three. But just to show this is a live recording, I was shuffling and I pulled that open. So I don't know. It's like, this is one of the episodes that's going to be archived. And if somebody wants to learn who we are and what we're doing, that particular card might be, oh my gosh, you may open up here. You may, come with
it's the beginning. It's the beginning.
It's the beginning.
It's the beginning. So, Susan, before you say our goodbyes, I just want to share this quote from, I love this quote from Oprah, and it's very, obviously you can see I love Oprah, and it's very fitting for us. And the quote is, stories around the world connect people and change lives. And it's so fitting that you said that we're connectors. And I had this quote written down to share with everyone today. And, that you pulled this card wide open, which is really about, manifesting your dreams and all of your goals and being open to new ideas. And we've talked a lot about, things that change our lives. I just love it. So I'll just repeat it quickly. Shared stories around the world connect people and change lives.
We have about 60 seconds. Go.
So I just wanted to say, thanks for listening. Remember, your story matters. Keep sharing. Keep coming back and sharing with us. Susan, anything you want to say?
Oh, great. I just want to say we are here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. We're live. We want you to call in. We'll be doing intuitive readings. And ask Paula anything, ask myself anything, but just find us and join us and... that's it.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, thank you, Paula.
Thanks,
everyone.
We'll
see you guys here soon. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.